First, the 60th Annual Grammy Awards took place last night, lasting over 3.5 hours. Viewers saw performances from Lady Gaga, Cardi B, and Bruno Mars, a Kendrick Lamar mashup, U2, Elton John, and more. Justin Barney is with us now. He's the music director for Radio Milwaukee. Justin, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me start by asking a real public radio style question. As a music critic, a music director, do the Grammys matter?
Well, I've been trying to convince myself that they do matter. This year proved that they really don't.
Well, and I want to get into why, and I suspect I know why. I want to give a listen to a performance by the big winner of the night, Bruno Mars. He took home mm-hmm. All the awards, basically.
Yeah,
not
just
all.
About.
Here he is with the song Finesse with Cardi B. So lots of politics at this show last night, Justin. The Me Too movement, DACA, U2 calling out President Trump, this and that, and all the awards, and a lot of serious nominees for the big awards, and really a good party album, a dance album, wins all these awards.
Yes, it kind of really felt like it undercut the entire message of the Grammys. The Grammys last night tried really hard to be important. It tried really hard to send a lot of political messages. Hillary Clinton read Fire and Fury on TV last night. I mean, U2 performed in front of the Statue of Liberty, and there were messages about details of public policy like the Dreamers, and it was all kind of undercut by giving every single award to an album that is just pure pop entertainment and fun. There's nothing wrong with Bruno Mars and with 24 Karat Magic, the album. It just kind of felt like there was a huge disconnect between the message of the Grammys saying, this is a really important thing. Music can transcend all these boundaries and do all these deep and meaningful things. And then to not reward that by giving album, record, song to things that did that felt like a big disconnect.
I saw an argument that Bruno Mars transcends generations in some ways, and that's why maybe he's winning awards. A lot of his stuff, and he specifically said, this stuff that I listened to back in the 80s was his direct inspiration, Morris Day and the Time and all the songwriters he mentioned in his speech. So it's, the kids like it, some of the grown-ups like it, that wins an award.
That is certainly an argument that can be made. Sometimes it feels like Bruno Mars is just taking the most successful things of the past and kind of cashing in on them, where a lot of the other nominations for Album and Record of the Year really pushed forward into the future and said things that are going to last and stand the test of time instead of just going back and rehashing the classics and things that worked.
Let's give a listen to another performance now. This one by Kendrick Lamar, Dave Chappelle, and U2's Bono appeared in this one. Here's a clip from his mashup last night.
Run your life, I live a better life. I'm rolling several days. Run your life, I live a better life. I'm rolling several days. Run your life, I live a... Run your life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power to make a marriage.
So Kendrick Lamar won in Hip Hop Album of the Year. A lot of the rap type categories didn't win the overall awards. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
That was truly a high point in the night, and it was literally the first thing that happened. So I was ready for that to go up there. And by the time we got to hour two, and Sting and Shaggy were performing their new single together, it really felt like that important moment had left, and we were entering into something that was truly falling apart. But Kendrick definitely has crushed critically. The biggest artist in the world right now, and has continually been snubbed, and he's always almost there. The thing about the Album of the Year was that they were all great choices, and it felt like this was finally the time where the Grammys were going to take a side and say, we're going to give it to the most critically lauded Album of the Year, and then they went with most popular.
Is this a pattern in the Grammys? Do the critically acclaimed ones, maybe the timeless ones, not get that award?
In 1995, Tony Bennett's MTV Unplugged album won Album of the Year. Certainly not one that has stood the test of time or that anybody thinks of 1995 and thinks of that wonderful album. So it is a pattern that has happened year after year, is you have a nomination group that has some things that are strong and that last, and then what comes out of it is just kind of a wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, one of the some articles have pointed out people who never won Grammys. I think that included Jimi Hendrix, who I think you can make a case, you know, made some contributions to music in this country.
A little bit, yeah.
So what is your album of the year? Or you don't have to pick just one. Give us a couple of your albums of the year.
Well, I think that Kendrick certainly deserved it. Damn was an album that blew up, that crossed genres and borders. I even felt like in Record of the Year, Despacito was something that I was like kind of secretly pulling for, to be like, here is a song that has transcended countries. It transcends a language. It has become a number one hit in a country that doesn't speak his language, something that is incredibly difficult to do. I was kind of like pulling for that, just for that to have a moment, but it ultimately didn't win. Of course, popularity is a part of this, and I understand that. I would love to see it go to Big Thief's album Capacity, but I realize that they don't have the biggest audience. I understand what this is, and usually I'm a bit of an apologist toward the Grammys, because I'm like, let's, you know, give it a chance. It is also about popularity. It's not just about critical appeal, but here they had a chance to give it to Kendrick Lamar's Damn, or Jay-Z 444, or Awaken My Love by Childish Gambino, and it ended up going to Bruno Mars, which was a disappointment.
Justin Barney is with us from Radio Milwaukee. We're looking at last night's Grammy Awards, the winners and the others. Something I wonder, Justin, as I not just see the show, but read the long list of different awards. I mean, there's the pop awards and hip-hop,
yeah,
and rock and country and metal and so on. I mean, do we have a common musical culture anymore?
Well, the thing about this awards ceremony that I think that everybody can agree on is that it was way too long. There was too many performances, and with over 80 plus categories, there was less than 10 awards given over a period of 4 hours. I would have loved to see the diversity of music selected, the diversity of the winners, and the musical culture at large through having some of those tiny subcategories, like best album notes or best regional Mexican music. You know, they're like these little tiny categories that exist. I would have loved to see those presented instead of getting an onslaught of performances. They should have the performances. They are there, but maybe just like cut them in half and have it, you know, present more awards and less performances. There was twice as many performances as there were awards given. It felt a little off kilter, and it also just made it go very long and feel kind of drawn out.
What do you think of the kind of old timers showing up? You mentioned Sting, and we've talked about U2, a couple tributes to Andrew Lloyd Webber and Leonard Bernstein. Elton John, of course, performing
of course
last night. Something for all generations. Do you think that's why there are so many performances here?
I think that it is certainly important, and that should not be lost. There was a very great nod to Chuck Berry and to Fats Domino. It was a wonderful performance. And there were winners. You know, Leonard Cohen won Best Rock Performance. I loved seeing that. And it is very important to realize that music is something that moves with history, that it takes the present and it kind of like puts it into perspective. And then to look back at artists that were able to do that is a very important thing. It's important for the what's happening in music now and what's happening in music for the future. So we shouldn't lose sight of that. And it was great to see that portrayed last night. But I'm just saying, cut it down. You know, just cut the whole thing just like a little bit less, you know?
And Justin, when I look at something like the Grammys or whenever we talk about music on the show, I'm overwhelmed by how much music is out there. A lot of it,
seriously,
I know if I gave it a good shot, I'd like it. But there's so much hot. Where do we start as music fans and trying to expand our horizons a little?
You know, I was really shocked at, I mean, as I said, there's 80 plus categories, and there were even things that were up in like big categories that was like, I have no idea who these people are, and it is my job to know about music. So I would say if you're looking for something to start with the albums of the year. They were all fantastic. You know, Awaken My Love by Childish Gambino, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Lorde. Kind of dig into all of those that were nominated for the big ones and just kind of peruse it. You know, I think that's the album and Record of the Year were good entry points into what is going on.
And who are you watching for in 2018?
It is Kendrick Lamar, always.
Again?
In 2018, again. I'm sure that Jack White will have a big year. Hopefully David Byrne. I mean, he's going to release an album this year. I'd love to see that nominated. And, you know, I'm always pulling for my, you know, my little bands like Super Organism, as they're going to release a debut album this year. And you hope for big things for maybe a new artist of the year or things to break out, because music is, you know, always happening and new people come up and down. So it's great to see everybody.
Justin, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you, Rob.
Justin Barney is music director at Radio Milwaukee. He joins us to talk about last night's Grammy Awards. We'll go out to the news with one of the winners, Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. Out the